This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg aldermen are pumping the brakes on the possible privatization of Lake Story Beach. Aldermen closed the beach's water slide and stopped supplying lifeguards nearly 1 year ago in an effort to save money. Parks and Recreation Director Tony Olignia Still says with summer approaching, he's had two private citizens approach him about reopening the beach.
I wasn't really entertaining this idea to begin with, and so I allowed the people that approached me to put forth a proposal.
Olignia Still says one proposal did not work because it did not include hiring lifeguards. But the other, from Michelle Dennis, was added to this week's city council agenda. Dennis says local children need a place to go in the summer while their parents work, so she would like to take over operations of the beach. Dennis is the general manager of the Sandberg Mall. Her plan is to reopen the water slide, bring back the lifeguards, operate the concession stands, and offer boat rentals for 3 years at her expense. Dennis says she would even give the city a portion of the profits. First Ward Alderman Angela Bastian questioned the city council voting on a proposal he'd only learned of a few days ago.
I don't feel that we should be voting on something when we're presented information that's not in its entirety, that we have a full understanding of what we're committing the city to.
Bastian says she likes the idea of reopening the beach, but she's concerned about the city's liability. The city council ended up tabling the proposal to gather more information. The city attorney says aldermen have the authority to accept a proposal without seeking bids because the beach is not a public utility or improvement project. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.